Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KMOX News Time is 7:52, and joining us in studio are five members of the United States Navy, as 15 Navy sailors will be in town next week. Actually, this week, they are already coming in to help unveil the crest of a new U.S. Navy ship, the USS St. Louis. They are visiting St. Louis. This is a whirlwind 8-day tour for them, and they have dropped into KMOX to visit with us, and we can't thank them enough. They are Senior Chief J.D. Williams, Chief Mindy Hersey, Mineman Lauren Carr, Lieutenant Junior Grade Rick Hartman, and Petty Officer Second Class Zara Hodzik. We can't thank you enough for, first of all, your service, and secondly, for being here at KMOX Radio. Thank you very much. How is everybody doing? It's great to be with you. The USS St. Louis. So to have not only the USS St. Louis, and we are going to unveil that crest today, I understand, but we also need to have you get to know St. Louis a little bit. So what have we learned so far?
It's a very big city.
And having some fun here?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what we're to find out today about the USS St. Louis.
Today at the crest unveiling, they're going to actually speak about the meaning of the crest and how it ties into the city and with the Navy and U.S. tasks and the mission that we carry out. As we've been going around, some of the people have been interacting with the crew, really getting to know who's going to be on the namesake as we carry out that national task. You'll have a few key speakers. I believe the mayor is going to be there. Our executive officer is going to be there. Lieutenant Commander Eric Turner. He's going to give more insight to more to come in reference to the USS St. Louis.
That's outstanding. You all are from different parts of the country. Where are you all from?
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit?
Parsons, Kansas.
Baltimore, Maryland.
And the two behind you there?
Arizona. New York State.
New York State, so all over the country. And can you explain your jobs, if you wouldn't mind, Senior Chief Williams, explain what the ranks are and what their jobs are with the United States Navy?
Okay, I'll load off with Lieutenant J.G. Hartman. He's actually, he's a weapons officer, so he's one of the people that's really in the hot seat if we came into a combative situation. He's the ice on the situation to keep everything cool and make sure that we're able to deploy ordnance where we need to. You have ET2, Petty Officer Second Class Hodzik. She's an electronic technician. She actually backs up ITC Hersey's job. So ITC Hersey, she's the information specialist information technician. So
information systems technician.
Yeah. So she what she breaks, Petty Officer Second Class How's it fixed?
We deal with communications as well as computers. There's a saying about ITs on board naval ships. If you can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. We're a huge portion of the communications on board. That's how we get our voices off the ship as well as other parts of communication. And then also we do the ADP portion, which is the computers, the networking side of our raid as well.
And finally, what will you see in St. Louis as you make your way around town?
Well, we've seen so much already, and it's more in store. We actually went to, Forest Park. We got to go through.
Second largest city park in America.
Yes.
Larger than Central Park, as a matter of fact, to the New Yorker over there.
they kind of dug that in. When we went through, they kind of dug that in to remind them that it is bigger.
They said it like 10 times.
The Pompeii exhibit. Yeah. The Pompeii exhibit we saw.
At the Science Center.
Yes, it was really eye-opening. So we did a lot in one day. We got to get some of the cuisine. We still haven't made it down to Emo's yet, but we heard about the St. Louis-style thin crust pizza.
We'll get you that.
That's next on the list, so we're making our way.
Well,
we also got an engagement at the Arc.
Yeah, at the Arc, absolutely.
We're going to go down there and enjoy that. They've gave some stories about how you actually get up to the top, so some people are kind of apprehensive. So it'll be a game time decision. And speaking of game time decisions, we'll be there at the Cardinals game too. To root them on. I believe they're playing the Astros.
They are playing the Astros this weekend. You'll be part of that.
So we're all on the same accord with that.
Thank you for all that you do, and the USS St. Louis. We can't thank you enough. We're so proud that St. Louis has its name on this ship. The USS St. Louis crest will be revealed today. And thank you to all of you for being here, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.